Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Stormy Weather by Carl Hyason, narrated by George Wilson. This work, copyrighted 1995 by Carl Hyason, is recorded by arrangement with Random House Audio. This recording is copyrighted 1997 by Recorded Books Incorporated. A ferocious hurricane is bearing down on southern Florida. When it is over, the con artists and carpetbaggers will waste no time in swarming over the area, for in the wake of a disaster, ruthless opportunism is quickly on the scene. And now, Stormy Weather.
Chapter 1. On August 23rd, the day before the hurricane struck, Max and Bonnie Lamb awoke early, made love twice, and rode the shuttle bus to Disney World. That evening they returned to the Peabody Hotel, showered separately, switched on the cable news, and saw that the storm was heading directly for the southeastern tip of Florida. The TV weatherman warned that it was the fiercest in many years. Max Lamb sat at the foot of the bed and gazed at the color radar image, a ragged, flame-colored sphere spinning counterclockwise toward the coast. He said, "Jesus, look at that." A hurricane, Bonnie Lamb thought, on our honeymoon. As she slipped under the sheets, she heard the rain beating on the rental cars in the parking lot outside. "Is this part of it?" she asked. "All this weather?" Her husband nodded. "We're on the edge of the edge." Max Lamb seemed excited in a way that Bonnie found unsettling. She knew